Gymnastics has been a sport under scrutiny in recent months for the wrong reasons, nationally and internationally. The subject of a Netflix documentary, allegations of inappropriate behaviour and bullying have been levelled at celebrated coaches. In Britain, the chief executive of British Gymnastics, Jane Allen, faced calls to stand down before announcing last week she will be retiring at the end of this year. One survivor of abuse, Michelle Kenevy, reached a settlement with British Gymnastics earlier this year. And until now, she's never spoken publicly about her experience in the 1980s. The BBC's sports news reporter, Laura Scott, went to meet her. And please be aware, her account does include content of a disturbing nature.
I just wanted to call you. I'm very nervous talking to you about it, but I think it would help bring justice to the people who have been affected by USA Gymnastics and their policies.
When the Netflix documentary Athlete A came out earlier this year, detailing the terrible abuse perpetrated by Larry Nassar, the USA Gymnastics team doctor, it sent shockwaves through the world of sport. It also acted as a catalyst for gymnasts in the UK to come forward with their own experiences around safeguarding and athlete welfare. So far, the allegations in the UK have largely focused around weight shaming and verbal and physical intimidation. For Michelle Kenevy, it was different.
When did you take up gymnastics?
I was 9 years old. I was so passionate about gymnastics. You know, every girl's little dream. I loved everything associated with it.
Michelle has waived her right to anonymity to speak about what happened to her as a 9-year-old gymnast in London.
For the attack to take place, I was taken off site to a side area of the gymnastics space. So there were no witnesses, and I was held there against my will. I was incredibly numb, shocked. Just in utter disbelief. You know, I was forcibly held down also, so I couldn't escape. It was an intimate physical sexual assault perpetrated on a minor.
The man who carried out this attack on Michelle was her coach at the time, Leonard Hollis. Michelle reported it to her parents, who went to the police. However, it was deemed there was not sufficient evidence to charge Hollis, and Michelle's complaints were dismissed.
It made school life very difficult indeed. I was, for want of a better description, a social pariah.
The trauma hung over Michelle's life for decades. In 2015, she decided to find out what had happened to Hollis by searching his name on the internet and discovered he'd been convicted of indecently assaulting a girl under the age of 14 at the same gym club.
That was shocking to read. Not surprising at all to me. I felt almost immediately this palpable sense of relief to have it in black and white, the evidence that there was something amiss with this person, you know, that as a child I wasn't fantasizing, it did happen, gave me the courage to move forward and to seek support to progress. What should have happened when it first started, you know, back all those years ago as an adult. So here I am today.
Michelle went back to the police, and this time Hollis was charged. But in 2017, before he could stand trial, he died. Michelle pursued a claim against British Gymnastics, and earlier this year the governing body agreed a significant settlement with her. She also received a letter of apology from the chief executive of British Gymnastics, Jane Allen.
I received a measure of apology, but I don't know that you can call it that, really. There was no humanity coming from British Gymnastics. There was no acceptance of their part in the failures that brought about this situation in the first place. What I wanted to see was, well, how can we see that this isn't going to happen again?
British Gymnastics issued us with the following statement. It is entirely unfair to suggest that British Gymnastics did anything but the right thing on this issue. As this was a historic claim handled by legal representatives, there was no personal contact with the claimant. This is standard practice for matters of this nature. Michelle now hopes that no other gymnast will have to endure the nightmare she has been through.
It took me 30 years to come to this point. 30 years of holding the ghost from the past. So I am pleased that I found the strength finally to move forward with this, and hence why I'm not ashamed to and do not need to be anonymised, because I did nothing wrong.